Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
We have been explaining about akal and nafs, because the opposite, according to most of the ulama ikram, is that akal is on one side, and the nafs, that is the inner desires, inner burning desires, on the other side. Now we are trying to define akal by looking at the opposites of akal. And when we define the opposites of akal in intellect, intelligence, reason, rationality, and when we look at the opposites, it will give us a better picture what actually intellect is all about. Because when you look at all the aspects around akal itself, then you will be able to understand the whole idea, the concept of akal, because it is not very easy to understand what exactly akal is. And there is an Arabic saying that tarifu shay yazdadiha, that you recognize, you realize, or you define something by defining its opposite. You understand what is black by understanding what is white. You understand what is justice by understanding what is injustice. You understand what is oppression by understanding what is justice. You understand what is darkness by understanding what is light. You understand sunrise by sunset. Things like that. So, now akal has to be understood by its opposite in this lesson, when we discuss about the nafs. And the nafs has got different types. One is controlled just by admonition. If you admonish the nafs, the inner desires, then it can come under control, and you can discipline it, you can make it do what you want to do. That is the nafs, by just mere simple admonition. Another form or another degree of nafs is you have to control it, discipline it, by imprisonment. That means you have to put stricter measures, you have to put your checks and balances strongly in position. Then you can only control the nafs, because then the nafs is obviously loose and is running loose. It has to be controlled viciously. And another type of nafs, which is even more rebellious and transgressing and disobedient and is out of control, that type of nafs you have to control by chains and fetters, and you have to put that fellow down, control him completely. Otherwise, he is going to cause havoc. That nafs is going to cause havoc in a person's life, in a person's thinking ability, and in a person's mode of conduct and behavior. Now, this work of controlling the nafs is the duty and the responsibility of the king. And the king of the body, as we have been explaining, in our case will be the akal. And the akal, as per situation, like the king, as per situation and condition, he will stipulate the punishment, the penalty, the checks and balances, the controls, and the means and methods of controlling his rebellious transgressing populace. Now, when the population is rebelling and disobedient, is creating mutiny, then the king will, as per situation, decide what penalty, what punishment to enforce. And the king, in our case, for the man, is the akal, is the intellect, the reason, the faculty and ability to think and ponder and deliberate and make a decision. Now the akal will, as per the rebellious nature of the nafs, make a decision, and will control the nafs, will discipline the nafs, and will bring checks and balances so that the nafs moves in the right direction. Now the major work of the king is to sternly, strictly guard and supervise, oversee the transgressing, rebellious, disobedient ones, that no one raises Normally, the major work, a duty, and responsibility of the akal is to supervise, oversee the nafs, and not to give it any rope or scope or room to flex, so that it does not become rebellious in nature and does not become a thing that is plotting constantly against the akal. So the akal has to supervise the nafs, the akal has to oversee the nafs, and the akal has to guard the nafs, and the akal has to control the nafs. And this is the major thing. Now when the akal is supported by iman, we have, alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we have got iman pushing the akal in the right direction and guiding the akal so that the akal knows that this is right and this is wrong. And the akal is guided by iman all the time. Now the akal will not give the nafs any rope and not allow the nafs any scope to do rebellious activities, and will not allow the nafs to run loosely, immorally, immodestly, and create situations whereby a man is disgraced. Now, those people, if you look at a man who is sinning, a man who is transgressing, a man who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then many times you will find that this person has lost his intellectual ability at that time, and he is not thinking right. A person commits sin, a person goes to gamble, a person involves himself in interest, a person, he goes around shooting people, a person who unfortunately commits adultery, fornication, rape, etc., or a person takes drugs, then all these things, if you look carefully, then this person is not in a good frame of mind. Because when a person is in a good frame of mind and his akal is in control, will not take his hard-earned money and throw it away in the gambling. And a person who has classified intelligent person, then he will not take his money and put it down the drain on drugs. And he will not utilize his money lavishly, extravagantly, foolishly, but he will use his hard-earned money very carefully, cautiously, and he will take his money to those places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with. And he will not take his hard-earned money unless he's something wrong with his brains, something wrong with his intellect, something wrong with his reasoning capacity. Then unfortunately, he takes his money and puts it down the drain, as if to say he burns his money away. A person will not smoke his money. A person will not burn his money. A person will not take his money and put it in drugs. Because his akal is defective and his akal is not functioning properly, therefore he does these weird, unfortunately weird actions which are transgressing the laws of nature even. Now there is a nice discussion about the difference between akal and nafs, the temperamental differences between akal and nafs. Because akal has got needs and requirements and has got movements and desires. Similarly, the nafs also. The nafs of a person has got certain needs, requirements, desires, inclinations. And both are controllable, both can be disciplined, and both can aid each other if they are guided properly. And the guiding factor for both is iman. Akal guides man towards his present welfare. And nafs only looks at the current condition and looks at the benefit related to the present condition only. Now there is difference between the akal and the nafs, which we are now going to trying to explain. The akal guides a man, it leads a man towards the present welfare. That means it's going to now look at the pros and cons, he's going to make some decisions, and he's not going to make any rash decisions, he's not going to make any hasty decisions, and he's going to look at the present condition carefully, scrutinize it, be cautious, whereas the nafs, the inner desires, the nafs, the inside inclinations, which are generally not correct, that only looks at the current situation. And the current situation seems rosy, seems a little bit beneficial, then the nafs will be inclined towards it. The nafs is not going to look further, is not going to look properly, carefully, scrutinize anything, but it's just going to make a decision rapidly, without any discourse, without any deliberation, without any discussion. The nafs is going to make one quick, rash, hasty decision. That is why any decision any person wants to make, he must not do it hastily. Because haste, as the hadith is, from shaitan. And the calmness and coolness and collectiveness is from Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any time you want to make a decision in life, then do not make it hasty. Think about it. Think carefully. Think about the pros and the cons. Think and deliberate. Don't put your foot in the hole, have it broken, and then think. Then start thinking, what did I do? And the nafs will not think second. It'll just immediately do it. Look at something superficially. Oh, it looks good. Looks beneficial. I must do it. And it does it. Whereas the akal will start contemplating. The akal will contemplate. The intellect will contemplate. Reason. It will try to reason the situation. Rationalize it. Ponder over it. Ponder over the results and the consequences. If I do, what will happen? If I do not do, what will happen? Now the nafs does not ponder, does not contemplate, does not think over the result and consequences. This is most important. Certain times we want to make a decision and everything looks rosy, everything looks good, but superficially good, skin deep good, and it looks very good on surface, and the immediate current result looks good, but the future does not look good, and the nafs does not want to look at the future. The akal will look at the future. The intellect, the reason, rational capacity of a person, that will allow him to look ahead and look at the result and look at the consequences and look at the pros and cons of a situation, looks at the ups and downs from various angles, that must I do this? Should I do it? Is there benefit? Why must I do it? Should I leave it out? If I leave it out, what happens? If I do it, what happens? And in every situation of man, and those who are listening, in your daily life, and in, you make decisions. Sometimes you make small ones, sometimes you make big ones. Then you should look at two things. One is the immediate result, and one is the future result. And one is the current situation, and one is the situation coming tomorrow with it. And look far, the results are far results of an action, far results of a decision. You should deliberate over this, discuss this. Now this is the difference between akal and nafs. Nafs just looks at the immediate, oh, it looks rosy, and the fruits are good, or the profits seem to be very good. That's why, unfortunately, sometimes there is a person wants to invest money, and he feels results are very good in 1 month, and a person calls him, takes his capital and disappears. Meanwhile, if he has a slow investment, a long investment, that is more profitable. But the nafs wants quick results. Also, the difference between the temperament of the nafs and the akal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the good result is for the pious and the righteous. Why? Because the pious, the righteous, the one who is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not follow his nafs, but he will follow the akal which is directed by iman. And he will now have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will have the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front and make a decision. Whereas the nafs does not have any law above it. the nafs, the desires and whims and fancies, inner burning desires which are mostly evil in nature, has no control. In fact, it is run by and directed by the dictates of shaitan and wants you to do the evil and the wrong thing. It's got no law above it. Now, the akal, if it is akal as-saleem, good akal, proper akal, then it has iman above it and it will make a decision fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the nafs generally does not want to be under any control or discipline. Another difference between the akal is that when it contemplates, it ponders from all the angles, front, back, in context, out of context, pre, post, pros, cons, and it looks at any issue from every angle possible. Therefore, in decision making, in making big decisions in life, the akal has to be utilized, and that is why most of the time we say that make mashwara, go into consultation. وَشَاوِرُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that consulted your affairs, telling Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make mashwara, consult, then we further are in need of that, more in need of that. So we should consult, because there'll be more akal involved, the intellect of many people involved. And when you have well wishes, not controlled by nafs, that is why in mashwara there should be no nafsaniyat. There should be no desires and whims and fancies and motivations and personal motivations, but decision making according to the best interest of a person. Yeah, there's a rule also that when you make mashwara, you should make mashwara with a person who is your well-wisher. And many a times, in fact most of the time, we tend to make mashwara with people whom we think are our well-wishers, but in reality they are not our well-wishers. In fact, they are misleading us most of the time because they are giving us decisions which suit them more than us. So you should be cautious with whom you make mashwara, how you make mashwara, when you make mashwara. Why? Because the akal can be moved by the nafs. So the akal has to be of such a nature that it looks at the matter on hand, the issue on hand, from every angle. Now the nafs does not want to do that. The nafs just looks at what is superficially available and looks at the glittering, glamouring, so-called benefit available and makes a decision on that. Whereas the akal will look carefully at the matter from front, back, and it will look at the consequences, pros, cons, post, past, the history, all that. And the nafs does not look. It only looks at this so-called benefit, and it is close to the results and consequences. Hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states clearly, that thing which makes man blind and deaf. So, and most of the time, it's a quality called love. Love makes a person blind and deaf. Love for a thing, love for a person, love for wealth, love for materialism. Love, unfortunately, makes a person blind and deaf, and he cannot see the reality of things. Once a person, his eyes are blind and he does not want to hear the truth, therefore hidayah to come also is very difficult. Meaning that the eyes of the akal are closed, shut. In reality, when love overwhelms, then akal is struck down. The intellect of a person is struck down by love. Unfortunately, you will see that in domestic difficulties and domestic problems and in family problems, then most of the time you will find that they are fighting because they have taken love over akal. Love for one person creates hatred for another. Love for one person will create dispute for another. Love for one member of the family will create difficulties in regarding another member of the family. Love for one member of the family will result result in neglect of another member of the family.
Rishabh, we've got about 2 minutes left to close.
So we will just round up here before I get into another discussion. In our discussion today, which was very brief, we just mentioned about the condition of akal, the types of akal, and various methods have to be employed by the akal, because the akal is the king of the body, and the king of the body has to be in right position, and the king has to be in control. If the king is not in control, the rebellious ones will take advantage. If the akal is not in control, unfortunately the nafs will take control. And when the nafs takes control, then we see sin around us. When we look around us these days, the sin that is perpetrated around us is because the akal has now superseded the nafs, and the nafs is dictating people to transgress, to become disobedient to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every effort should be made that the akal comes under control, and how to control the akal is via the iman, to strengthen the iman, to make the iman strong and perfect. And this is done by studying the shariat, following the shariat, developing love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and allowing us to be controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's law, which has been explained in the Quran. May Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the value of iman, aql, and the role of these both in controlling nafs.
Jay, Mufti Sahab, Jazakallah for that. Inshallah, next week we will carry on with part number 7 on this particular topic. Mufti Sahab, Jazakallah, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.